This is the local music revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Local Music Revolution. I am your host, Ogre. How are you doing? So this episode is a little late. That's because life sucks sometimes. It has been a rough couple of months. Finally caught up with me. But after a year, this is the first actual late episode. So, my bad. Thank you for your patience, because this past week itself has just been a bully of a week. Very difficult to handle, so I will try not to do this anymore, actually, because this really, really sucks being late, man. I hate that. So this week we have Jeff from the Central Valley Metal Movement on the show, talking about his idea behind the movement, what it actually is, and what he is doing with it currently. Before we get to Jeff, I kind of want to talk about this because I've actually been a part of something similar to this back when I first started doing shows. And it's just basically the idea is to build a community. It's a very good idea, but sometimes with the wrong elements, it can be very, very short-lived, as I had experienced it. As I see with Jeff's idea, it's actually moving forward fairly fast, kind of like a steamroller, so get ready. And he's got a bunch of bands aboard, which is great because the bands are what fuels this kind of thing. When the bands start bickering and things like that, as my experience dictated, it starts to fall apart. And everybody within this seems to be on very good terms and very, very willing to help Jeff actually grow this idea and this movement that he is starting to cultivate. That is what metal needs, especially local metal. I have been a part of ideas and bands and things of that nature where people started backbiting and going against each other, which ultimately led to the demise of a lot of these ideas. One of the first incantations of this podcast was one of those ideas, and it just fell apart because of things not in my control. So that is my experience with this kind of thing, and that is no way, shape, or form saying that Jeff's idea will turn out like this. I'm saying that it is a great idea, and I wish him and the bands the best of luck moving forward with this idea. Speaking of moving forward, as the podcast moves forward into the year anniversary, I'm still prepping for the show that I decided to throw. In hindsight, it's a big undertaking. I forgot how hard it is to do this kind of thing by yourself. And it is a very big undertaking. But April 9th, 2016, in Tulare, California, at Barmageddon, downtown Tulare, we will be celebrating the year anniversary of this podcast, The Local Music Revolution, with alumni rocking the stage over at Barmageddon. If you are interested in going, you are more than welcome to. If you can make it, you can actually get pre-sale tickets through each of the bands or myself. Come down, have a drink, enjoy the night, and celebrate the fact that local music is awesome and something you should be backing instead of that, you know, pop culture stuff with people that you have to pay, like, what, $700 for mid-level seats? Yeah, you could get right up in the nitty-gritty with a few of these bands, but that is besides the point. So if you need to contact me for tickets from the podcast personally, you can contact me at facebook.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, on Twitter at TLMRpodcast, on Instagram at thelocalmusicrevolution, on Tumblr, tumblr.com/thelocalmusicrevolution, and of course on WordPress, thelocalmusicrevolution.wordpress.com. You can drop a message on any of those sites. I will get back to you immediately as soon as I see it and let you know how and where you can get those tickets. if you are hearing this not on one of the three major sites that I try to promote, please look us up on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on YouTube. All you have to do is search The Local Music Revolution on those search engines, and The Local Music Revolution will pop up, and we will be there with all of our episodes, including this one. Now, without any further ado whatsoever, this is Jeff, the head honcho, the main man of Central Valley Metal Movement. All right, I'm here with Jeff from Central Valley Metal Movement. How are you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. So, Central Valley Metal Movement, what is it? Explain what the idea is to me, please.
Okay, so basically what it was, one night I was just scrolling through Facebook and I saw that, you know, there wasn't really much local metal bands playing just by themselves. They were either with, you know, like a, you know, a bigger touring band or something. And I kind of just wanted, you know, to make this to where I put the local bands up front and showing that, hey, Fresno is, you know, the place to play metal. You know, a few years ago, 2010-11, I was in a band called Native Burn. And, you know, it was, the scene was pretty huge back then. And then I noticed now it's not as big as it used to be. So I decided I was going to, you know, try seeing if I could stir something up. And I didn't think it was going to get as big as it's starting to get right now. I thought maybe it was only going to be a couple people and then, you know, it was just going to fade away. But the response that I've gotten from bands and, you know, people and promoters and just everyone around, it's just overwhelming. And, you know, I'm appreciative of what's going on, like how everyone's helping me out with, you know, getting shows situated and just everything. I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing so far.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome. So, you said you were in Native Burn?
Yes, correct.
All right. So back in the day, there was a band called Approaching Darkness.
Yeah,
you remember them? They tried. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think they played with us at Uberfest.
Oh. So they tried to do this thing called Rock Mafia. I don't know if you were aware of that back in the day. And it was basically just bands, promoters, and venues like being friends and helping each other out. This was like in 2006, 2007. It was a great.
I wasn't around then.
it was a great idea, and the intention was golden, but sadly, not a lot of people jumped on board, and it was very short-lived.
Oh, yeah. See, that was my major concern. I was thinking, you know, I wasn't going to get as feedback as what I am, but, man, I got almost 30 bands, you know, jumping on board right now, and it's pretty crazy. Even people that, you know, ain't even metal musicians, you know, are helping out, or, you know, like Patrick Contreras, he supports what I'm doing. And, you know, I got Days Under Authority. They're, you know, they're on the underneath this as a non-metal band. And, you know, I'm so thankful for everyone that's, you know, showing me support. It's awesome.
It's very surprising how such a small idea can explode into something pretty monumental, and it's a very, very good thing to see, especially in the music scene in Fresno.
Oh, I know. It's just crazy. Like, I went from, you know, at first this was just going to be I was just going to do a metal festival, and then it just turned into something bigger. Like, I just decided, all right, I'm not going to do the festival. I'm just going to make this a movement now. So, I mean, with all the shows that I got, 3-4 shows under my belt are coming up here pretty soon. It's just crazy.
So when this idea was in its infancy,
I'm sorry. That's my future metal singer son.
And when this idea was in its infancy, was there a plan to actually try to make it bigger than it was to begin with?
You know, at first, you know, when I did it, I done it, the day, New Year's Day, I started this whole thing New Year's Day, and I was like, you know what? I want to try doing a festival. And I was like, I want to make it big. So I put my name out there, and I got a lot of bands they wanted to play the festival, and I was like, cool. And then when I decided to make it into movement, I'm like, man, I wanted this to be awesome if it, you know, if it turns out to be, you know, the next diehard music, you know, like, you know, how Pete, you know, he had all these bands come, so many, he turned huge, and now, you know, now he retired. So, you know, that's it, at first I had hopes and dreams that it would get pretty big. And so far it's exceeding what I've been hoping for.
So you said that you have a few shows under your belt. How do you start to plan the shows that you're going for?
Well, first, you know, I find a venue. My first show actually coming up is March 5th. I haven't actually done a show yet, but I have three shows that are lined up to do. So basically, I just, you know, I want to try keeping it to where it's not going to cost me a lot of money, but it's going to be a show that's going to, you know, everyone's going to want to come to. So I'm doing it in smaller venues. Like, I'm doing the March 5th show at Dynamite Vinyl, and that's going to have four bands on it. And, you know, I want to keep shows cheap. Like, I'm trying to keep them under $5. I got a show $5, $3, and I got a dollar show in April. And I just want to... I know how it is to be a fan going to shows and not wanting to pay $10 to see a bunch of local bands, you know. It's kind of hurtful on the pocket.
Yeah, sadly, that's real talk right there.
Yeah.
So from booking the date, are there any steps you take to find the bands? Are there any steps you take to ensure that the show is going to have some kind of momentum behind it?
Yeah, basically what I do is, you know, I before I even talk to any bands, I message the venue, I contact the venue and find out what dates would be perfect for them. And, you know, and then I select that date, and then I sit there for a couple of days and I look at my notebook that I have all the bands that, you know, are with me in this brotherhood, this movement that I have. And I think, which bands do I want to do? And I'm trying to make it, since I have so many bands, each show I'm trying to make it to where not the same band plays. But the last couple of shows, it kind of got out of hand to where I, you know, at least one band is playing twice. I mean, because everyone's doing recording right now and recording their new CDs and all that stuff. So I had to kind of add a couple of bands that are playing like the 19th and the 5th. They're playing double shows.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just want to make it to where, you know, people ain't getting, when they come to our show, they're not going to get sick of seeing the same band playing over and over again. They're going to see a different band, you know, four different bands playing a show instead of playing, you know, one band playing five shows, but it's different. You know what I mean? Like,
the opening
band is the same band that played last week's show, and then they're the same opening band that's going to play next week's show. Like, to me, that's boring. Like, I like it to where every show that I do is going to be a different band. Like, different bands are going to play it. And, you know, and I'm a fan of every single band that is on my movement. That's why I got a lot of them on there, because I listen to every single one of them. So, I mean, it's pretty awesome for me to get these bands with me, because here, like, I'm a huge fan of them. So it's kind of like a kid in a candy store, basically.
So speaking of being fan, is it really hard trying to figure out like who in the lineup is going to open the show and close the show?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you have some bands and stuff that, you know, they don't want to open. You know, they don't want to play first. They want to play second. And then, you know, it's kind of hard when you got four bands that all don't want to open. So you have to make a decision. Should I, you know, not book one of these bands and find another band that's just happy to play first? Or should I just say, suck it up to one of the bands and then, you know, just have four bands that none of them want to open? You know what I mean? Like, just jam pack it, or just make it to where there's two badass bands co-headlining and then two, you know, first band and second band that are like new up and comers, basically. And that's what I try doing. I'm trying to find the bands that, you know, aren't really as big in the Valley yet. I try getting them first and second. And then my third and fourth band, I try making sure they're like the bigger ones. Like, I got a show, you know, on March 5th, or actually April 2nd at Fresno Illis Tattoos. I got Messenger of the Covenant and Reminiscence playing third and fourth. And then, you know, Atlas and Summon the Harbinger are playing first and second. And that show right there is like a huge show, basically, because you got four big badass bands that are going to be tearing it up at a tiny tattoo shop.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not. I mean, it holds 200 people, so I mean, it's going to be pretty freaking packed and badass.
200 people? That's crazy.
Yeah, it used to be a bar. It's right over here on Clovis Avenue and Ashland. It's right across here from McDonald's.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, you know, that's my, so far, that's the last show that I got lined up right now. But, you know, my March 5th one is, you know, in, I don't know where Dynamite Vinyl quite, where that's at yet, because I have, all these new places are new to me. I haven't played in any of these places. I'm used to playing in Strummers and Babylon and all that stuff.
Isn't Babylon closed down?
Yeah, they closed down because it flooded.
That's terrible. That was a really fun venue.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I used to love playing that place. It was big and all that, you know. So, and then, you know, of course, the Crossroads closed down as well. So, you know, there's not really, like, the bigger venues that were big a couple years ago ain't around anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so we're going to go on break here in a minute. So I would like to play a Reminiscence song. So what actually got you into Reminiscence?
You know, I personally, that is the, you know, they're the style of music that I love to play. I used to be a singer too. And they did, their songs are just in your face and I can connect with them. Like their song, The New King and Dead Life are like my two favorite songs that they have. Like, I love it. You know, I mean, I'm actually going to be performing one of those songs with them on April 2nd. Nice. At Fresno Illis Tattoos.
Nice. All right. So this is Reminiscence.
What?
We're back here with Jeff from Central Valley Metal Movement. So we were talking before the break about how you love Reminiscens. Are there any other bands that you actually have? You said there's about 30 of them. Can you go into a couple more of them and talk about what hit you with them?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I got a Messenger of the Covenant. Those guys, man, they are just, they're incredible. Like, I love their, you know, just how fast-paced they are, and it's just so in-your-face, and it reminds me a lot of, like, older Black Dahlia Murder, which is a band I really, truly love, and, you know, they were probably about, like, my fourth, fifth band that I got to come on to the movement, and I was just really excited to get those guys on, and they have actually been really supportive and stuff of what we're doing. They've been helping out a lot too, so I'm glad I have them on.
Nice. So on that point, we're gonna stray here for a second. How does a band become part of the Central Valley Metal Movement?
Well, basically, you know, just all you got to really do is just message me up and say, you know, just say that they want to be a part of it. And basically they just got to like the page and, you know, help support it, share the link and, you know, tell everyone to, you know, go to shows and stuff that Central Valley Metal Movement is doing. And basically just be, it's basically a family, really. It's, you know, it's not just one band for themselves, like a lot of things, you know. It's basically, you know, if, you know, I post up a show saying, hey, these bands are playing, and 10 other bands that ain't even playing the show flash the flyer around too, so that way they can get support, you know, just to bring this the valley back to life, basically. I mean, I know there are a lot of promoters out there that are doing, you know, metal shows and stuff too, but, you know, I want to see, you know, I'm just doing strictly just metal. I'm not branching out and doing any other style of music. Yeah, I'm just doing straight up metal. That's all my stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to be known for, is the promoter that does only metal bands, metal shows, and basically local. That's it. Like, I, you know, I'm not going to fork out the money to bring, you know, a metal, you know, touring metal band here. I'm just going to keep it straight up my bands is what I want to do. And then, you know, plus, you know, once I get shirts and stuff made, like, I kind of want to make it to where, you know, say Messenger of the Covenant goes on with another promoter that books them with, you know, the Black Dahlia Murder or something, or, you know, some other bigger touring band. And they put, you know, Messenger of the Covenant and then parentheses Central Valley Movement band or something. You know, that'd be kind of cool, but I don't really care if they do that shit, but you know, that'd be the day, you know, if I see, you know, CVMM on a flyer, you know, underneath one of my bands that's playing with a huge touring metal band, that'd be awesome.
Nice, man. Nice. Aspirations. That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, you know, it's basically, I got these bands, you know, it's like, you know, they don't necessarily have to play shows with me, you know, for me all the time. I can, you know, help them get other shows, you know, with other promoters that are doing bigger things. You know, I want, you know, it's not just every man for himself to me, you know, when it comes to promoting. If, you know, if another promoter comes up to me and says, hey, you want to help me get a couple of your bands on a show with some of these, I'm going to say, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, that's how I am. I want to help everyone out. I don't want to, you know, be by myself. I want to just do it, help everyone out.
That's awesome, man. We need more people like that. We do. It's a sad fact that the metal scene has fallen so much here in the Valley.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember it was when I first moved here, because I moved from Washington in 2010, and the scene was so awesome. Like, as soon as I got here, like 2 days later, I was hosting a show at the Crossroads with Pete Salazar from Diehards, and it was a diecast. And, you know, I just joined Native Burn, and everyone treated me like they knew me forever. Like, everyone was so friendly in the, you know, all the bands. Like, man, I think it was like Azazel, and there's all kinds of bands that were around back then. And yeah. It's crazy. I don't even see half of them around anymore, except for Azazel. Yeah, they're the only ones that are still around that I can remember.
That's like how it was when I was in the metal scene. The only two bands that are still active from then are HateFX and Lowcrawl from...
Oh, yeah, HateFX. I love those guys. They're pretty good dudes.
They are. I've known them since their first lineup, and, like, I'm sorry. I'm a huge fan of HateFX and Lowcrawl, and... like, I have all their CDs. I've been following HateFX forever, man. And they're really good friends of mine.
Yeah, I used to be friends with their bass player, James.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, before he left the band. I guess he left the band. I didn't even know he wasn't even in the band anymore.
Yeah, he did. And it's sad because he really did compliment them very, very well.
Oh, yeah. He really brought that band out. They were awesome.
All right, so you mentioned earlier, actually you used the phrase my bands.
Yes.
On here, I kind of consider the bands and the artists that I work with my guys, or my ladies in some cases. And that's just really because I get to work with them. I actually become very invested in them. But that's my personal feeling towards the idea. So what do you mean by my bands?
You know, basically, you know, it's almost kind of like the same that you're saying, you know, I mean, some of, you know, these bands are going to, you know, they're helping me forward the movement more, basically. You know, they're helping me achieve the goals that I want to achieve with this. So, you know, they're into this movement, and I call it a brotherhood, basically. So it's my family. Basically, I'm, you know, it's like the mafia almost. I'm the godfather, and these are, you know, the Corleones. You know, it's just, you know, I love every single one of these bands, and, you know, it's like I would stick my neck out for each one of these guys, even if I haven't even met half of them. But it's like, you know, I talk to, you know, certain amounts of, you know, the band members from each one of these bands. You know, I talk to, like, Anthony Yancey from Days Under Authority. I talk to him a lot, and there's, you know, a couple guys from Create the Compass and In Conflict. I talked to them, and Fred Tucker is a really good friend of mine. He's in Evisceration, and then Luke, he's in the band called Exile, which is the band I just got too. He used to be in Hymn of Relay, and you know, it's just, I just consider them, you know, basically, you know, my family now, because it's, you know, they're under my little label, so it's like, basically, you know, it's my band.
So with all of these bands that you work with, are there some hidden gems that you are just excited to see actually make an impact?
Yeah, you know, there are, actually. There's a couple bands. Actually, I'm doing, on Friday, I'm doing the Sex, Drugs, and Chris DeVold show, and I'm bringing a little band on there called Forgotten Faces.
Nice.
And they're also playing my March 19th show at Chinatown Youth Center. And those kids they're freaking awesome, man. They sound so good. They remind me, like, old school Atreyu style. But but better.
Nice.
Like I'm really excited to see them play. I also got a Banquet for Traitors. I can't wait to see them play. I actually haven't really heard any of their music yet, but I can't wait to see them play. And then Exile too. I'm really excited to see them. They just newly formed, and they're awesome.
Nice, man. Nice. All right, so right now I would like to play another one of your bands, Atlas. They've been on the show. They've actually been on the show. I talked to Brendan, and really good guy. I got to see him here in my hometown play a show this past couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're so good live, so fun, very nice guys. So what drew you to Atlas?
I love those guys. They're once, I forgot the name of their song. It's the last song on their CD. I think you're probably going to play it. I love the way they're so energetic, and just their songs are just freaking awesome, man.
All right, man. Well, this is Atlas.
All right.
Down!
All right, I'm back here with Jeff from Central Valley Metal Movement, and that was Atlas. They are previously on this show, so you can go look at that. The movement, it is moving. It is making waves in the Central Valley, and you said earlier you are surprised at what's going on. What is for the future? Do you have plans other than these shows to do things in the future?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm actually going to be in the next week or so, I'm going to be making shirts. I'm going to make some merchandise, you know, so I can get, you know, people walking around wearing these shirts and stuff. And hopefully my next plans are to make the original vision was Central Valley Metal Fest. That's my next big coup de grace, if you will, I guess, you know. That's my next big thing. It's just a little hard, you know, trying to plan everything out. Like, I was going to do it April 2nd, but I need a lot more time. You know, I got to get permits and stuff. But I think, you know, that would be awesome. That would be, you know, the big slice of the cake. And maybe get a big band to come play or something. But right now I'm just focused on getting my, you know, the bands, you know, around town big, you know, getting people talking more about the show and or getting the shows and the movement and stuff. You know, that's my goal. You know, hear more people talking, maybe reach 1,000 likes on my Facebook page, you know, who knows?
All right, so again, all of the bands you're working with, are there any of them that have surprised you in what they've done so far?
Man, there's so many bands. Like, you know, I saw Create the Compass and Nothing But Losers with John Five and Doyle. I saw them a couple months back. Art Silver put that show on, and I just was amazed with them, and I was like, man, I would love to, you know, promote their shows and, you know, do something with them. And here I am, you know, they're underneath my little, you know, movement. You know, I just I'm so amazed. You know, Nothing But Losers, those guys are freaking awesome, playing the Slipknot cover with, you know, only what, seven members or something.
That's talent.
Yeah, they're freaking awesome. And plus, they're just down-to-earth guys, too. You know, they're just the singer. He's just nothing but a cool dude, too. You know, I just, you know, that's something to me that, you know, if you're not a cool guy and you're in a band, it's like, what's the point of even being a band if you're not down-to-earth and friendly? That's why I got most of these guys on, because they're all awesome people, basically.
All right, so we're going to be wrapping up here soon. So is there anybody else that you would like to thank before we get going?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a boy, Joseph Acuna. He's he was in the Infernal Legion, but they recently just split up. But he's been nothing but help this whole entire time for me. And then, of course, Carlos Rosales. He's a pretty big help as well. You know, he's helping me out with some shows, and he helped me get Days of Authority. And then also Adrian Perez for American Heretic Photography. That guy, he's taking some pretty cool pictures, and, you know, he's, you know, helping me out a bunch as well. You know, I just couldn't thank them enough. And then plus Larry over at Fresno Illust Tattoos for, you know, accepting, you know, he only does rave shows at his place. So here when I came in asking to do a metal show, he was excited about it. So, you know, just happy that there's so many people that are willing to support, you know, metal. And, you know, my wife, and I'm thankful for her letting, you know, me take the time out of, you know, family time and go and book these shows and go, you know, do this. You know, I've been away from music for almost 6 years now, and now it's time for me to step back up and not play music but be around it. And I'm just thankful for everyone that's around me.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So before we leave, short little segment there, there's one more band that you sent me that you would like to play, and sorry, I forgot the name.
Messenger of the Covenant.
There you go, Messenger of the Covenant. So what hit you about these guys? What made you see them?
Oh, man, just the first thing that drew me to them before I even heard anything was their album artwork. The wretchedness, that artwork is just so freaking rad. I just love it. And then when I heard it, it just made my freaking my hair on my arm stand up, and my 2-year-old son to just go crazy and headbang. So then that's how I knew that I love it. You know, like if my son listens to something and he headbangs, that means I should do it. You know, I put all these bands through my son test. I play them. If my son headbangs, I'll get them.
Nice. All right, man. So here is Messenger of the Covenant.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're back here with Jeff. That was Messenger of the Covenant. So, Jeff, how can people get a hold of Central Valley Metal Movement?
Well, basically, it's this one little thing. It's called Facebook. So you just go to facebook.com/Central Valley Metal and go right on there, like it, and message me if you're a band, and, you know, send me some MP3s or send me a link to your guys' page so I can check you guys out. You know, if you guys are fans and stuff, you know, go ahead and hit us up. Basically, that's the only place you can hit me up at. But we'll be doing here pretty, you know, I got 3 shows coming up, plus I'll be 2 more interviews. I'll be on Chuck Leonard's show as well, so you guys can check that out on the 18th. It's going to be on what is it called? MyCTV.
Nice.
Yeah, so all the information that they need to know is on my site, Central Valley Metal, on Facebook.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, thank you very much for coming onto the show. I really appreciate your time and you being part of this. Good luck in the future with everything. It's a labor of love, man, and that's why we do it. I do the same thing for the podcast. I really love hearing all of these new musicians that I've met. And some of them have actually become my very good friends. So it's an amazing adventure to be on.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for me, you know, it's like, you know, I got 3 kids already. So it's like now I got 33 kids, basically, you know. it's amazing, you know. Like, and another band I didn't mention was Farouk. Those guys are amazing. They're just, yeah, they've done nothing but always help me out. And they always want to, you know, do shows and stuff with me, so that's, you know, another band I had to squeeze out there.
Daniel's been on the show twice, and he's a pleasure to work with every time I talk to him. It's a great time talking to him.
All right, and then what was it? Myotism too, those guys.
Nice.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had to squeeze out one more band.
It's cool, man, it's cool. So thank you again, man, and I'll be keeping an eye on you guys. I'll be doing what I can, because metal is in my heart. The podcast is any genre that will fit onto my tape, but honestly, metal is my first love and will always be my love.
All right, dude.
All right, brother, you take care. All right, man.
All right, man, you too. Thank you.
Later. That was Jeff from the Central Valley Metal Movement. Really exciting to see him working with all of these bands and trying to do right by the bands. Some promoters don't exactly have the band's best interest in heart, and it's really good to actually see somebody trying to push forward and to promote bands as opposed to making money off of said bands. Good job, man. Really good job. For you and all the bands that you work with, I really hope this goes far and this becomes something that is a mainstay here in the local scene. Speaking of mainstay, this is Dirtbag Smitty doing his thing, asking the hard questions in this week's episode of The Block.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Block of Rock on Cranked Up Live. I'm your host, Dirtbag Smitty, and on the phone right now we have Mr. Jeremy Skaggs of the band Cryptic Memoirs. Jeremy, say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
We, and I mean myself and the listeners, are doing well, my friend, and we're excited to talk to you today about your band Cryptic Memoirs. What is Cryptic Memoirs? Who's a part of this band? Tell me about the band.
Okay, well, we started probably late 2012. Didn't really get our first song out till late 2013. Kind of a long process.
Was that your first record or your first time recording?
Yes, yeah, it was. And we record with John LeComp at Red Room Studios. Of course, John was the ex-guitarist for Evanescence, and We Are the Fallen, and we record with him at his studio. Hey, this is Jeremy Skaggs with Cryptic Memoirs, and you're listening to the Dirtbag Block of Rock. Here's Fantasy. Enjoy.
When darkness falls, the siren comes to call. You can't run, she's in your dreams.
more music from Cryptic Memoirs and other Dirtbag sponsored artists, visit Dirtbag.com. The Dirtbag Block of Rock is brought to you by Dirtbag Clothing and Cranked Up Live, sponsored by EMG Pickups.
And that was the Dirtbag Block of Rock for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure as hell did. I know I'm beating around the bush a lot about the Block of Rock, but do you know why? No, you don't. Actually, that's not a thing you would know. I'll tell you what you should know. You should know that Stringjoy is also a sponsor of the Local Music Revolution. And if you know anything since they started working with the Local Music Revolution, it is that they are amazing and they work for the artist. Stringjoy.com will make you a custom set of guitar strings or bass strings or even acoustic strings if that is what your heart desires. You can talk to them, you can work with them closely to develop the string set that will bring out your talent. Once you've done that, however, you can go to the checkout with your guitar strings that you are jazzed about getting. When you're there, you can put in the promo code LOCAL, that's L-O-C-A-L, and you will get a discount for being a listener of the Local Music Revolution. Being a listener of the Local Music Revolution, I thank you so much for giving your time to listen to this podcast for the last year. It's been an amazing little adventure I've been on. I really, really hope that we can go further. I'm really making strides and trying to make this thing last as long as possible. I have more ideas for different types of content and things of that nature. It's just I've got to have the time to sit down and work on these ideas. There is always a plan to move forward here at the Local Music Revolution. And I thank you for being part of it. I really hope to see all of you as we move forward. And as we move forward into next week, next week's episode will feature Raymond from Kaiden. We will be talking about the band, what they were doing, and how they intend on moving forward themselves. I wanted to apologize once again for the lateness of this podcast. I don't like doing that, but things dictated that I did, and I'm very sorry. I did get it out, though. Better late than never. So please, yeah, don't be too harsh on that. Until next time, this is the Local Music Revolution. I am Ogre. You are awesome. Thank you again, everyone. Take care and be good.
This is the local music revolution.